Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Joe Biden's advisors and, to a large degree, the entire Democratic Party bought into the argument that Donald Trump posed an existential threat to the United States. Joe Biden was the only one who could defeat him. And therefore, anything that went after Joe Biden would help Donald Trump.
All right. Jake Tapper there, obviously, talking about the book that he wrote on the attempts to cover up Joe Biden's decline. And today, members of Congress are going to take up that issue. Chad Pergram from Fox News is on the phone with us. Chad, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for giving me a few minutes this morning. We always appreciate you doing that. They're going to have a hearing today to talk about, I guess, is this Jamie Comer's committee that's doing this?
No. This is on the Senate side.
Oh, okay.
The House is doing things. I mean, the House Oversight Committee is starting next week to have some of the former Biden officials come in for transcribed interviews, and they're willing to come in for the most part. Kevin O'Connor, who was the former president's doctor, who, according to Corinne Jean-Pierre, at one point said that the president did not need a cognitive test. He has been subpoenaed by that committee, so we will get those transcripts eventually from those transcribed interviews. And just the idea that I wonder, you know, if Kevin O'Connor, because of, you know, there's executive privilege, there's also, you know, HIPAA, things like that. Will some of that stuff come out because it's protected by federal law? But today, this is the first open hearing, the first formal investigation by a Senate committee. It's going to be a joint hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee, and they don't have any former Biden officials coming in or anything like that. It's more looking at people, you know, academics, Sean Spicer, the former Trump White House spokesman, to talk about what a president should know, how a White House kind of runs, how much access you have, that type of thing, and what do they do in the future if they have to invoke the 25th Amendment to potentially curb the powers of the president or remove him or her.
Wow. Now, Sean Spicer is like he's a TV commentator these days, isn't he?
Yes, he is. And that's why, you know, some Democrats are just looking askance at this hearing. I mean, Chuck Schumer called this hearing coarse. He said it was a circus, a diversion. John Fetterman, the Democrat from Pennsylvania, who you know is a pretty straight shooter, he said, you know, why are we focusing on the things in the past here? Peter Welch, a Democrat from Vermont, said, you know, we don't have a time machine. But when I talked to, you know, your senator, Eric Schmidt, who is one of the main chairs of this hearing, along with John Cornyn of Texas, he said we have to have a sense of what to do in the future if there is a president who is out of it. You know, there was some talk after the Capitol riot of maybe altering the 25th Amendment. These were Democrats doing this, you know, trying to, you know, make it a little bit easier to remove a president and so on. We haven't had that conversation really in 4 years and change. This is more centered about, you know, the fitness, the health of somebody, the mental acuity of somebody, and, you know, whether or not this results in legislation or changes the Constitution. Again, the Constitution is really, really, really hard to change. That would be a high bar, but they might at least initiate the conversation.
And not connected to, but obviously in the same ballpark as the discussion over the auto pen, correct?
Yeah, that's something when I talked to Josh Hawley, or Fox talked to Josh Hawley the other day, he said, you know, who was in charge? Does that make some of these pardons and executive orders that were signed with the auto pen legit if the president really didn't know what was going on? And you cited the Jake Tapper book. If you go back to that, you know, there were certainly some cabinet officials, you know, making assertions that they thought that he might, you know, just be an older man. He was getting tired. The word that was used is that he was a little sloppy and that the people around him were more interested in protecting their legacy and the legacy of the president than maybe saying, you know, this guy should not be running for re-election. And as Senator Schmidt, you know, alludes, they just wanted to keep Donald Trump out of the Oval Office because they thought that Biden was the only person who could beat him.
Yeah. What's getting the attention on Capitol Hill right now, Chad? Is it the Iran situation?
Absolutely.
Is it the big, beautiful bill? I mean, what?
Well, both of those, but Iran and Israel is dominating right now because there's a lot of concern about the U.S. maybe, you know, launching strikes. B-52 bombers or something like that. We don't know if that would fly from Whiteman Air Force Base in Missouri or maybe Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean if the president were to order those strikes. They always say you can't be a little bit pregnant, but you can be a little bit at war. And this is where Tim Kaine, the Democratic senator from Virginia, has said, we need to vote on this. It's one thing if, say, Iran were to strike us or hit our military assets in the Middle East or the Mediterranean or the Gulf or someplace. Okay, that's one thing. But if we, initiate something, it's one thing to have Israel kind of duke it out with these guys. It's another thing for us to be directly involved and, say, launch sorties or an airstrike, you know, to take care of all their uranium enrichment facilities. Then that involves us.
Right.
Is that war? And that's where Tim Kaine says, you know, that his word, Congress kind of chickens out when it comes to these issues of war. It's in the Constitution that the president, Article 2, Section 2, has, you know, power to initiate things. But if you're going to, quote, declare war, have an authorization, whether you call it war, which we've not called it war since we declared war on Romania.
Yes.
In the middle of World War II. But we have these AUMFs, as they call them, authorization for use of military force, which even with Vietnam, there was the Tonkin Gulf resolution, often called the Gulf Tonkin resolution. It's actually the other way around. Certainly for the so-called war on terror or to go into Iraq, we've approved those authorizations. And Senator Kaine's approach is that we have to vote on that. You know, we have to say we are sending American forces and treasure and equipment into harm's way. And under the Constitution, in Article 1, Section 8, it says that we do this. And he said he thought that the founders underestimated how unwilling Congress would be to engage in this. And as he put it, kind of chicken out. He said, you know, we have to vote on this, and he's going to try to trigger a vote on that probably late next week.
Chad, I'm just about out of time here, but I have to tell you, man, I had no idea you were the color commentator for the congressional baseball game.
That's the fourth year that we've called the game on FS1. It is great fun. It's an awful lot of work, and it's weird because it's kind of like a baseball game but a political convention.
Right.
And it's weird because, like, the Democrats have 9 batters and the Republicans have 10. It's a strange event, but it's a lot of fun to cover.
Well done, my friend. We'll talk soon. Thank you.
See you soon.
All right. Yeah, Chad Pergram there on Capitol Hill for Fox. Love getting him on here. Next hour, we've got Taylor Riggs from the Big Money show on Fox, and we're going to talk to some folks who are doing a fundraiser for some injured police officers. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.